Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Got a good show planned for you today, though not the show I originally planned, perhaps. The movie review is still just as planned. I'll be reviewing the new film Black Death later in the program. But right now, on the musical side of things, I was going to do another gimmicky sort of thing like last week. You know, on last week's program I did first names, and this week I was going to do movie titles that are last names. But instead, I don't know, I'm just not feeling that this week, and I think we're going to just play it by ear a little bit and make it up as we go along. So let's do that for the next 50 minutes or so, and then we'll get to a movie review, and should be interesting. So let's begin with this tune from composer Terrence Blanchard, written for Spike Lee's The 25th Hour. A lengthy piece, but a very good one, from composer Terence Blanchard, written for the film The 25th Hour. Next up, Vangelis provides us with this haunting selection, entitled La Petite.
Thank you.
music by Vangelis, that piece entitled La Petite. Next up, we have composer Alex North with his sublime score for The Agony and the Ecstasy.
Thank you.
music by Alex North, written for The Agony and the Ecstasy. Next up, a couple of selections from composer Michael Dana, written for Terry Gilliam's Tideland. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. We continue now with the musical portion of the program, composer Georges Delarue and his score for Oliver Stone's Salvador. Thank you. music by Georges Delerue, written for Salvador. Next up, we have composers Nick Cave and Warren Ellis and their striking score for The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford. By Nick Cave and Warren Ellis, written for The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford. Next up, we offer this selection from composer Pino Donaggio, written for Don't Look Now.
Thank you.
music by Pino Donaggio, written for Don't Look Now. Last but not least, we spotlight the great Ennio Morricone. Two pieces, written for an album called Guardians of the Clouds. The first, a cover of his theme from Once Upon a Time in the West. Another, an original composition. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
music there by composer Ennio Morricone. Well, that just about wraps up the musical side of things for today, but let's continue now with this week's movie review of the new film Black Death. You know, I've never been much of a horror film junkie, not because I don't like the genre, but because I foolishly insist on holding it up to the same standards of quality as I do almost every other genre. As far as I'm concerned, the levels of gore and the creativity of the kills are almost entirely insignificant in contrast to the story, the acting, the overall craftsmanship, etc. That's why I'm grateful for films like Black Death, a thoughtful and genuinely unnerving period piece which effectively explores still relevant subjects. Our story takes place in the year of our Lord 1348, when the bubonic plague is sweeping across England for the first time. Many believe that the plague is some sort of punishment from God, though there is a great deal of debate as to who has offended God and how. Ulrich, played by Sean Bean, the bishop's envoy, believes he knows the answer. There is talk of a pagan village which somehow completely evaded the plague, and Ulrich is persuaded that this village has caused God to bring down a curse upon the entire country. Ulrich recruits a young monk named Osmond, played by Eddie Redmayne, to lead his team to the village. Osmond is familiar with the area, and serve as a spiritual advisor of sorts to the men. Upon arrival, Ulrich and his men discover that the village appears to be a charming, idyllic little society, causing some of the men to question their initial assumptions about the supposedly terrifying community. Even so, Ulrich remains persuaded that there is deep evil lurking within this place. Black Death begins on a note of grim despair, and grows progressively gloomier from there. It becomes clear very quickly that this is a tale which can only end in tragedy. The only question is just how large the scale of that tragedy will be. A cinematic depiction of the horrors of the bubonic plague is certainly a despondent subject in and of itself, but this is merely a backdrop to an unflinching examination of man's inhumanity to man, and the dark side of unwavering belief. One of the most admirable traits of Black Death is the manner in which it refuses to adopt a holier-than-thou stance towards the individuals in the film. It's easy to look back at the misguided brutality of the era and judge it as mindless evil, but this was an era in which science had explained very little about how the world works. There is genuine belief that if the correct supernatural forces are appeased in some way, the plague will simply vanish. There isn't a medical cure, so surely there must be a spiritual one, right? These characters are ignorant, but not willfully so. And yet, then as now, there are many who simply use religion as a means of excusing their own vices and small-minded belief systems. Ulrich may be a true believer who is deeply convinced that he is on a holy mission, but most of the men who have joined him simply have a taste for bloodshed and barbaric behavior. If engaging in such behavior technically counts as serving God, then hey, they're on God's side. By now you may think you've figured out what kind of film this is. You may very well be wrong. This isn't a film in which the evil, mindless Christians launch an assault upon the gentle, peaceful pagans in the name of heaven. What the Christians eventually discover in the pagan village is horrifying, partially because it's so familiar, a dark mirror image of barbarism and poisonous dogma. Black Death is such an effectively bleak picture because it depicts a world in which any traces of goodness are quickly suffocated. It is a world in which Christianity, atheism, and paganism are similarly incapable of bringing humanity to a good place, because the plague of humanity's nastiest elements, fear, intolerance, and bloodlust, have infected them all. The film is well directed by Christopher Smith, best known for the witty horror flick Severance, who brings an unyielding sense of dread and a surprising artfulness to the proceedings. There were moments when the scenes of Ulrich and his men on their long journey to the pagan village reminded me of Werner Herzog's Aguirre, The Wrath of God, though in this instance the building madness meets them halfway. Interestingly enough, many of the most horrific scenes take place in broad daylight, which curiously works more effectively than a shroud of darkness would have. The performances are effective, if a shade anachronistic at times. Young Eddie Redmayne is technically the lead, as he has the most screen time and the most substantial character arc. He moves from clear-eyed curiosity to intense agony in expert fashion.
forming the film's flickering emotional core. Sean Bean achieves something tricky in his role, convincing us that there is some semblance of pure-hearted innocence in his violent character. He's so certain he's doing the right thing, we almost pity him at times. The Pagans are represented by the mysterious Caris Van Houten, who adds a potent undercurrent of menace to her surface-level Patricia Clarksonish charm. I suppose Black Death isn't a horror film in the typical sense. There aren't many things jumping out of the shadows accompanied by loud musical stings, but its subject matter is undeniably horrific. Many things in the film are chilling, but perhaps none more so than the creeping realization that we haven't yet escaped the cold cycle of historical repetition. There's no escaping the film's power either. Once its bleak grip takes hold, you can't look away. Black Death gets a rating of 3.5 stars out of 4. And that concludes our time together on the program today. I do hope you enjoyed the show and that you'll join us again next week for more music and movie reviews. Something a little more conventional then, I promise. And right now we conclude with this from Mr. David Bowie. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.
Not me.